Go to Vikings games in the Metrodome over the past 31 years. Brand new stadium plans released, which will be ready to go hopefully here in a couple of years. And joining us on the fan line from the Minnesota Vikings, he's the Director of Corporate Communications, Jeff Anderson. Jeff, welcome back to Sioux Falls.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Always good to talk to you, and always good to hear some Coldplay when I call in.
Yeah.
See, just for you, buddy. Just for you. I'm a man of the people, Jeff.
I appreciate it.
You know, things are going so well right now that we had to top it off with some Coldplay. How big of a day yesterday? Was it surreal, not only for you, but, I mean, for the Wilfs and for Lester and for Rick and for everybody in that front office? What were your expectations going into yesterday?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, since we passed legislation, really, it was 1 year ago today that the governor signed the stadium legislation. So to think that, you know, we're now unveiling the design, it's pretty exciting for both the Vikings and the state. But we couldn't have been more excited last night. I mean, obviously, we've been involved in the process throughout the entire design process. But to be able to show our fans and really to show the state what this facility is going to be capable of, not only for the team, but from a multi-use standpoint, just will be, you know, one of the most versatile facilities in the country. So just a night of excitement. The overwhelming reaction by our fans was fun to see.
You said a key word there, Jeff. You said versatile. It can't be just for Vikings football. I know the Wilfs would have loved to have an open-air stadium, but you know what? Mm-hmm. You got to be able to use this thing to bring the Final Four and the concerts and the truck pulls and everything.
WrestleMania.
And WrestleMania for Tubbs.
Absolutely. You know, and that's what's exciting about it, just as exciting as it is for us with the game day experience for our fans, just the capability to host more events really than any large stadium in the world, whether we're talking about a Super Bowl, MLS, soccer, potentially NCAA Final Fours, all those other events that currently go on at the Metrodome. And like you said, we knew we had to put a roof on the facility, but you know, we really think we found a great balance and the best of both worlds with this open air feeling that we created, yet a climate controlled environment.
Was there something that surprised you or that stood out last night when you saw it? Because I'm sure that along the way you had been able to kind of get an idea of what this thing was going to look like, but when everything was said and done last night, was there something that just popped out and you're like, wow, this is pretty cool and I didn't expect it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the thing that really stands out to me is those pivoting doors on the west side of the stadium. They're going to be the largest glass pivoting doors in the world currently, and for that, you know, to open up and be able to view down into the bowl and have a 2-acre plaza out front is just going to really create that great game day experience for our fans. And then the other thing I think that kind of caught me is the idea of having skyways connecting all the way to downtown. So if you think about a Super Bowl or an NCAA Final Four coming into town, you know, to have that skyway connection where people really would never have to walk outside if they didn't want to is kind of fun to think about.
Give me a couple other items with this stadium that people may not know about. What's going to make this stadium set itself apart from other stadiums across the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as we've talked in the past, just the elements of a game day experience as far as, you know, wider concourses, more restrooms, all those things. If you set those aside, I think some of the most exciting things are when you talk about the two concourses and the upper concourse, you will be able to see into the bowl no matter where you are in the upper concourse. So 360-degree circulation, both the upper and lower concourses, but being able to view into the bowl no matter where you are in the upper concourse, I think is going to be really cool. We'll have the highest quality HD video boards, one in each of the end zones, 50 feet by 120 feet. So, you know, just huge, massive video boards that fans will enjoy. And then throughout the concourse, there'll be over 1,200 flat-screen televisions. So, you know, just some of those types of things will be really neat to see. We're looking at a fantasy football lounge for fans. And then we'll have the only the largest clear ETFE roof in the world and the first on a stadium in the nation. So that's going to
clear what? A clear what? What kind of roof?
It's called an ETFE. If I would attempt to explain what it is, but it's ethylene tetrafluoroethylene, which is way above, goes right over my head. But,
that's a lot of syllables, Jeff. That's a lot of syllables.
Exactly. It's a glass-like material. It's really light and efficient, but it's just going to create that outdoor feel, and cover, you know, almost the entire field will be covered with this material. So you'll have that feeling like you're sitting outdoors, yet be protected from the elements.
He's Jeff Anderson, Director of Corporate Communications for the Minnesota Vikings, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. You know, we were talking with Mike Wobshaw yesterday, just kind of trying to get a feel for what this thing might be from a fan's perspective. And we've seen the renderings before where, you know, we knew there might be some traits from Lucas Oil Stadium, maybe something from Jerry World down in Arlington. But this just seems like it's got its own unique flavor. Because as I was looking at it last night, Jeff, I couldn't really pick out something that said, yeah, this looks like something that I've seen before. How important was it for the state of Minnesota to have it be something completely unique?
Well, that was exactly the goal, and I'm glad you saw it that way, because, you know, we wanted this to be unique to Minnesota. We wanted people, when they see it on TV, to know instantly where a game is being played, and really do think you're right. It's completely set apart from the rest of the NFL facilities. You know, obviously, you take some of the best characteristics from other stadiums around the country, and I think one of the things that's most exciting for us is that our fans are going. Some of our fans will be sitting closer to the field than in any other NFL stadium. So, just 44 feet from the sidelines. So you really create that home field advantage in that game day experience.
What about those that currently have tickets or season ticket packages? I know we might be looking a little bit in the future. I know that they've got a 2-year agreement with TCF Bank Stadium at the U of M, and then getting into that stadium. Are you going to be able to get everybody that's currently got tickets? Are they going to be able to get into that new stadium? There isn't going to be a problem with those people?
Into the new stadium or into TCF?
Well, into the new stadium. If they can't get into TCF Bank Stadium, I mean, is there a chance?
Yeah, all of those decisions still, you know, have to be worked out. You know, we think, I mean, we have around 50,000 season ticket owners, and when we think about expanding some seats in TCF to get us close to 53,000, hopefully, you know, we think we'll be able to accommodate all of our season ticket owners at least in that facility, and then transition them into a new stadium. But, you know, all those decisions on products and pricing and seating, all of those will be made likely in 2014 is when you'll start to hear about all that.
How about the naming rights for the new stadium? What's the timetable on that one?
In discussions right now, working hard on trying to nail down a naming rights partner. I would think that you'll be hearing something in the coming months or early fall, somewhere in there. So we're excited about that. That'll be another big moment, and then the groundbreaking obviously will be another moment here in October. So some more excitement on the way, and this will come in phases. I mean, then we'll start showing more of the interior and start getting into all those details as well.
And the groundbreaking is going to be as soon as the Viking season is over. They're going to try and start demolishing the Metrodome as soon as the Vikings are done then?
Right. Well, so we'll have groundbreaking in October. We'll start as far east as possible. So on our back parking lot, start some work there, which, you know, will create some challenges for players and coaches and staff parking on game days. But get started over there and then work towards the stadium, and then shortly after our 2013 season, begin to tear down the Metrodome.
Hey, Jeff, I know a lot of folks from Sioux Falls have been up to a number of games up there. Talk about the plaza. How much bigger will that plaza area be compared to what's up there now?
Well, if you've ever been to one of our games, you know it's a very tight plaza, especially when you start getting thousands of people in there. It's very congested, and really that's always been one of our challenges at the Metrodome, is people just want to get in and get to their seat, whether it's from the plaza or the concourse is being too small. And this plaza is going to be over 2 acres in size. And then, today the city of Minneapolis announced that they are working with Ryan Companies to develop the area directly west of our plaza and have a 2-block park in that area as well. So really, you know, what could potentially be developed in that area is really exciting. If you had that park and then a large plaza out front in the stadium, you could have a pretty neat game day experience.
Hey, Jeff, good stuff. It was fun to watch it last night. A lot of interest in it around here in Sioux Falls. You get a lot of folks around here that do come up there, and we appreciate your time, and we'll certainly talk again down the road.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Always good to talk to you.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Anderson, Director of Corporate Communications with the Minnesota Vikings.